Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Gufa. Gufa, Rav Nachman, Amali Huna Bar Nosan, Tana, Nai Lebrichas Hassan, and Bar Sara Shanemar, Vayikach Asara, Anoshim, Zikne, Eir, Vayayimer, Gufa. So we had this yesterday in the Yabad Aleph, that since Bayez called the tent together, and he said, Shupai, so that's how we know that you need Asara. Rabbafawa Amar Miha. Bimakhela Isparchu Elakim, Hashem Imkar Yisrael. So, Makhela is Kahal is 10. So with 10 people, Isparchu Elakim, Hashem Imkar Yisrael. What is the Shaykh here to marriage? So we're calling Makar Yisrael a reference to marriage. Rav Nachman, Bahai Krodeh Bavol Maitar Shivei. Why is it Rav Nachman like the Pasig of Makelos? Maitar Shivei Mevayelai, look at the Tanya. Haramei Raimim, Minai Shekel, Urbim Shemei Iman Amar Shiva Layam, Shunemar, Makes Bechalakim, Hashem Makar Yisrael. It's a funny thing. What are we dashing for Makelos Baruch Lelakim? What's a drasha? That Ubrin said Shira in the stomach of their mother. My nafkamina. What's nafkamina if Ubrin did say Shira? Did it say Shira? Huh? With what? So it's nafkamina, I follow. And Reshu Shan tonight, I'd say, well, with that chance. But usually Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara doesn't usually say, using a pasuk for this drasha, what do you mean? We need it for a piece of agadah. That's usually the style of the Gemara. Some Seifa brings in the Gemara later that could be that this drasha, Ubrin Amru Shira Layam, is megala to us that an Uber has a din of a person. Right, there's a question at the end of the sugya of a mezakalo ubakana or mezakalo ubalaikana. Right, the Gemara later brings a machlaikis if somebody is makdis something to an over, whether he's kaina or he's not kaina. And the way Taisus explains, the machlaikis of mezaka lo ubakana, you give something to an over, is taloi, Taisus says, if an over is considered a person, if an over is considered a bala'ilam, or he's considered a human being. So Sefer says that if you darshan, ubrim shavimi iman amashir alayam, that means to say that the Uber has his own, is considered to be his own person. Because all the Torah is megalatas that they said Shira. Okay, the Idach, the Gemara says, and Kain le'makar mi'betet, ma'im m'kar, alis kain m'kar. For Abavo, by Krodah Rav Nachman, darshi bay, ahum abay lo'i l'midrish, amayin iva lo'i amayinis, mayav iva lo'i mayav. What does that mean? That why did Bayaz call together 10 people? He wanted to darshan for them the halacha that a ger amayni is also b'kahal, but not a woman. There's a giyiris from Amayin. The same thing from Mayav. Even though he was about to marry Rus, it was a giyiris from Mayav. He wanted to be mefarsim, this psak that you're allowed to marry a Mayav. Isaac daitach le bracha, Isaac loves a Canaan. It was for bracha. So why do you have to invite the Canaan? The bracha means he was inviting them to the chuppah. So he's inviting to the chuppah, so you can invite anybody. It has to be ten to Canaan. The Idach. Isaac daitach le midrash, Isaac is love a Sarah. If you want to dash at Amayni v'lo yamaynis, why do you need ten? Why says the Imam? Fasume milsuk, et amalei shmol arachana b'gantata, paik v'aisili v'asara, v'em loch v'ampayu, v'mizaku lo v'kana. Shmuel Hal Hamizakalobi is kaina. The Ilchus Hamizakalobi like. This Gemara, the drushes, but the Gemara's Megalot us one thing. That Birchas Chasanim needs Asara. What again is Birchas Chasanim? That's the brachas that we make, the shabras that we make under the Chuppah. And Birchas Erisin is the bracha of the Masada the Kedushin, that's called Birchas Eretz. What? Yeah, any. It's under the chuppah, and then we do it again the whole week of Sheva Bracha. Yeah. What? Oh, so that's one of the issues. which we're going to discuss. There are a number of issues on this sugya, which are, they're all halacha, because this is just talking about how you make brachas eres and brachas nesuin. And we can learn, hopefully we'll finish another 2-3 days, we'll finish the sugya of sheva brachas. You'll all be experts in these dinim. I know making a lane on this gemara goes very quickly. I would suggest very strongly that when you finish a piece of this gemara, you should take out the Ebenezer, Shulchan Aruch, and take a look at the way we paskin in these halachas. The first question is why? Why do you need 10 people for Brachas Chasanim? All right, we have a pasuk. But what's the Hezbar Adavra? Why do you need a minion for Brachas Chasanim? What's the talent of? It's interesting that very few of the Mefarshim talk about why. Look, we know Kriyas HaTaira needs 10, Duchening needs 10, certain things, Chazaras HaShas needs 10, well, many things need 10. There's got to be a reason. Why does it need 10? So the Pnei Yeshua, on the first piece on Ches Amud Aleph, the Pnei Yeshua learns that the reason you need 10 is like all the other things that need a minion. You need a minion because you need a Shechina. Kol Be'asara Shechinta Sharia. Any Be'asara, the Shechina is there. And just like you can't duchen if the Shechina is not there, you can't learn the Torah without the Shechina. So whatever level of Shechina. So the same thing, a chuppah, Berachas Chasanim, needs 10. The Shechinta Sharia. For the, I shouldn't say a chuppah, I mean Berachas Chasanim under the chuppah. Or by Sheva Brach needs Shechinta Sharia. I think what he means, although he doesn't use this lashon, is the rule that Ein Davar Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara. Sounds like that's what the Neshul means. Ein Davar Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara. Any Davar Shebekdusha needs Shechinta Sharia, and therefore needs me. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns the reason that you need him. Yarach HaShulchan Simasamach Beis, the cotton Yud Aleph, says the Feirish that it's not a Davar Shebekdusha. He said it's all covered that you need the 10 kavod. First of all, you make a bracha of Shehakol Bara Lechvaydai, which refers to the Ne'asafim. It's a bracha to the people who came. And he says you make a bracha regarding Yerushalayim. So we make a bracha about Yerushalayim. It's of kavod, since they're important brachas. Of kavod a bracha, that's why you need them. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. So we have Chayyur two as Beirim, and why you need a minion for Sheva brachas. Either you need it because it's inyan of Davar Shebekdusha, Einei Pachas Me'asara, or you need it because it's of kavod of the Ne'asafim, kavod of the brachas, that it needs ten. It's an inyan of kavod. You know, if you follow through with this long enough, you'll have a shtickle tirah for sheva brachas. Okay, this is the two ways. That's the first thing. Now, the second shaila, which Reb Shmuel brings here in the Chiddush of Shmuel, and that's the question of whether minyan is ma'akev. Whether it's ma'akev to have 10 people or not. Let's say they already made the chuppah, and they made the sheva brachas under the chuppah, and there was no minyan. Someone got married, there was a snowstorm, and nobody showed up to his wedding, but you had enough people to kibbudim. So you know, people who get the kibbudim showed up. So he had people to make sheva brachas. So he called up, but there was no minyan. Is that good b'diavad or it's not good b'diavad? Now, community, you would have to do it again afterwards. So, the Neid B'Yehuda has a tshuva. In Neid B'Yehuda, Chelek Aleph, Evan Ezer, Simen Nunvav. And he said, he holds that b'diavad is not mak. B'diavad, if he did it without minyan, it's okay. And the Yad HaMelech, which is Nadi Yehuda's grandson, said to Yad HaMelech al-Rambam, he argues And he says that even with the evidence, it's no good. You have to redo the. You have to redo it. So what's the Talmud? So now the Yehuda brings an interesting raya. The Yehuda's raya is from a Mishnah Megillah. That's what came over today. The Mishnah says a list of things that need minyan. And in the list of things is Chazar Sashat and Duchening and Kriya Satira and Berchus Chesaranim. There's a list of things on in the Mesechta Megillah and the Achav Gimel on the days that need minyan. And they include a number of things, saying Baruch Hu, a list of things that need minyan, Mikra Megillah, obviously, that's why it's in Mesechta Megillah. So the Mishnah says that this whole list needs minyan. Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah that if Chibul Basara, if you start, let's say Yitzchak Hazar Sashat, you have a minyan. The Yatzu Mikzasan, and some people leave, and you have less than 10, so the halacha is that you're allowed to finish Lain, or finish Chazar Sashat. If they, that's halacha l'maisa. If you start Chazar Sashat with a minyan and somebody leaves, not only are you allowed to finish Chazar Sashat, but you're even allowed to say the Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards. The Kaddish which is on Chazar Sashat. Because it's Chibul Ba'asara, the Yatzu Mikzasan, the halacha is that you finish. So the Na'i Yehuda understands that that refers to everything in the Mishnah. Duchening, Kriya Satira, and the Berchus Chesaranim. Na'i Yehuda says, why? Why the Yatzu Mikzasan, why are you allowed to finish? How you need minyan? What's the pshat? So Na'i Yehuda learns that the pshat is that the minyan is not ma'akid by these things. You're not allowed to do it. But b'di'evet, if you did it without minyan, it's good. B'di'evet, you did it without minyan, it's okay. So therefore, some people walked out. That's like b'di'evet. So you're allowed to finish without minyan. You see, that's not the way Nebuchadnezzar the learns. Nebuchadnezzar learns, the pshat is that if yatzu mitzasim, you could finish, that's a raya, that b'di'evet, if you already did it, it's good. You're not allowed to go and do a l'chatchili. You can't l'chatchil do a chazar sashat without minyan. But if you did it already, so it's not ma'akim. But the Chazar Sashat, there's no nafka mina. Because once you did it, you did it. What's the difference? It is good b'di'evet. But by here, it's nafka mina b'di'evet because of the Chazar Sashat, if you'll do it again.
You have to go back to
that Chazar Sashat
on 5 people. You have to do it over.
Yeah, Kriya Satira.
Only 5 people.
You mean 5 who are chayiv and 5 who are not? If the Nebuchadnezzar, the whole minyan is different, I don't know. Nebuchadnezzar's raya is from this. Maybe he says certain things. Maybe he has raya's life different. I don't know. But his raya from the fact that if you could finish without minyan, from the fact that you could finish without minyan is a raya that the minyan is not so, not such a davar ha-ma'akiv. But chil is ma'akiv and not b'di'evet. Because you know how to start. Now, if you just might, you know how to do it without me. Now, I'll start without me. But if you did it already, but yeah, that's, so it's good. That's all it is. The Aramelech disagrees. He says, Bechlal, you can't compare starting with minyan to starting without minyan. And I would add an explanation that Tosfos in Brachos says that things go according to the Haskalah. If you start something in a certain way, the whole thing is nigrar after the Haskalah. The Mashal, many Paiskim hold that if you start Shemayna Esrei before the end of the Zman Tfilah, let's say you're going to start Shemayna Esrei, it's 2 minutes left of the Zman. As long as you start before this man, the whole Shemaneser is Nigrar busted the Haskalah. So let's say this man's still, you have 2 minutes, you think you have to run through Shemaneser, right? There are a number of Paiskim, Dr. Shulchan, who say that no, everything goes according to the beginning. If you start with a certain way, that's good enough for the whole Shemaneser. That's the... So Yaramel says, it's no raya from Ischilu, the minyan, you can't bring a riot to Schilu the tchila b'laimi. You can't compare the two things together. What? Now, Yud is bringing a raya from starting with it, with that, just like if you start with minyan. So b'diavad you can finish without minyan. So you say, that's a raya. If you do the whole thing without minyan, b'diavad it's good. Oh, you l'chatchila not start, that's for sure. The question though is if it's a raya, you're trying to bring a raya from one thing to the next. What's the raya from mischilu b'minyan that you can finish without minyan? How does that approve that you can do the whole, that if you already did the whole thing without minyan, it's good? If you hold that, it's called, it's different, then it's no good. I think most places can hold like the Yad HaMelech, that it's ma'akiv. There's ma'akiv even with the Eved. And the Aruch HaShulchan Pasuk is like the Yad HaMelech. What I would suggest as a possibility is that maybe this machlaikis is totally in the machlaikis, the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch HaShulchan. Why you need minyan? So think it through. If you need minyan because you need Shechinta Sharia, so it's a Davar Shebekdusha. So then, if you have no minyan, so it's not, so it's nothing. If the whole minyan is not covered, covered is a nice thing. Covered is not naked. Maybe that's all he's ever said. And the Aruch HaShulchan holds him with Shitasa. Aruch HaShulchan holds it's not covered, and he holds that it's naked. But certainly, if you hold Shechinta, it's totally in Shechinta, then it's certainly ma'akiv according to Eishu. If you hold it, then you have kavod, so I guess you can see two ways. It's not
right then. According
to Eishu, it's more established than ma'akiv. According to Aruch HaShulchan, Svar of kavod, you can learn against both ways.
Right.
Shulchan, even though you have the Nachidah. What? Of kavod, so it's the stavra that a kavod thing is not ma'akiv. It is afshal shemkudusha pachim nesar. It's more the stavra should be ma'akiv. One's a technical thing, and one's a kavod. Kavod is a nice thing. If it's of kavod, so then 10 should not be ma'akiv. And if you did it without 10, you still need, you need 10 of kavod. But if you have it, if you did it without it, it shouldn't matter. And the Harish Hashir is found. Aruch HaShulchan holds, the Yad HaMelech held, that if you did it without 10, that it is ma'akiv. So it does not follow. It doesn't follow. There's a third Shaila in the Paiskin. What happens if you don't have minyan? Somebody's supposed to get married and the minyan doesn't show up. So now, can you make the brachas? Everyone holds, you can't make brachas to Simon. Right, that is no shayla. Do you push off the chuppah because of this? Or do you do the chuppah without the brachas? The Chemed brings that it happened to him. It was in a winter, a wedding in the winter, and there was a storm. There was no minyan, so they wanted to know what they should do. Is it ma'akiv on the chuppah? Kedushin you could do. Question is the chuppah. Whether chuppah berachas chasan, and whether it's something that should be ma'akiv on the chasno or not. So this is also a machlokes ha'paiskim. The Ramah says in Simchas Samach Aleph that so do the chasna without it. Do the chasna without it. The Beis Yosef brings a Rajba that holds its ma'akiv. You don't do the chasna without it. So it's interesting. The Trumas Hadesh and Yitzchak on the Rajba, if somebody lives in a city where there's no minyan, no one can get married. No one can get married if you live in a place where there's no minyan.
It's the first bit. Yeah, you have to be a minyan. can't.
I said, that's what Beis Yosef says. What do you mean? So you do get married, you get a minyan and get married. Okay, so import a minyan and get married. Akapanim, the Ramah says it's not ma'akiv, and the Beis Yosef seems to hold it. Now he doesn't say anything in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Beis Yosef, he brings the Rashba, holds it is ma'akiv. So what did the Steichemed do? The Steichemed was a Sfardi. So the Steichemed writes that he was at this wedding, and there was Sfardim. So he said, do like the Beis Yosef, and don't make a chuppah. So when he went home that night, he was ma'ayin into the Shaila, and he decided that even Sfardim should be noyig like the Ramah. Because even though the Beis Yosef brings a Rashba, but he doesn't paskin clearly a Shulchan Aruch. And he says to make the chuppah. So this is the shayla. This, yeah. Remember the shayla, because it may come up someday. And God forbid, you know, a person prepares a whole big wedding and then you don't have a minion showing up. But second marriage, you make a very small wedding. So the hamaknik is an eitzah. If you have to call Hashem. Sefer HaMakna says that if you're at a wedding and there's no minyan, you want to be able to call Ashitas, so marry her l'shem Pilegesh. Pilegesh is Kiddushin, but doesn't have Sheva Brachas. Marry her l'shem Pilegesh. That way you'll have Chuppah. Don't be Mutta B'diyah that night, the Pilegesh is Mutta. And then the mitzvah show next day, you know, you get a minyan together. Next time you have a minyan, you'll marry her a full marriage with shame isha. Marry her with shame for like a, I don't know if she'll go for it exactly. So maybe do chuppah again. Okay, but at least there'll be mutter to each other that. Okay, al kaponim, this is a third machlaikis. So what do we have? Machlaikis on why you need a minyan. Machlaikis on whether b'diyavad it's good without a minyan, and a machlaikis if it's ma'akev on the chasma. Okay, the fourth machlaikis that I want to mention to you is brought down here in the Rosh, and that is Birchas Eris. Beside the Kedushin's bracha, does that need minyan or not? So the Rosh brings two shitas. He quotes the Rabbi Chai guy, who says that you need a minyan. And Rabbeinu Shmuel HaNogid, he quotes, who says you don't need a minyan. And the Rosh is more neiter to the Rabbeinu Achai, that Birchas Erisin also needs a minyan. So what? In Shulchan Aruch it says L'chatchila should have a minyan, and B'diyeved you could be son of Rabbeinu Shmuel HaNogid. The Ramah was talking about Birchas Chasanim before. You have to remember that it used to be Erisin was done. Oh, you mean if you don't do the chuppah, what do you do? I guess you eat the smorgasbord. I don't know what else you do. You're right. I hear. I have to look at the Lashon Ramah. Maybe you're right. I would like to see the Lashon Ramah inside. See if it's so. But.
Not, no one showed up, so.
You may be right. I'm not sure. We'll lean that out, I'll come back to it. Alright, there's a very important rush here on the sugya. I'd like to learn part of it with you inside. The rush is going actually on Birchas Erisin, not on Birchas Chasanim. And he talks about what the bracha of Birchas Erisin exactly is. And it's a kind of rush which once you learn most people don't forget. It's a very sadistic rush, and Simin Yud Bey in the rush on page 230, those who have numbered pages. I'd like to start from Yesh Makshin, which is 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. Okay, what's Birchas Erisin? Birchas Erisin is the Masada Kedushin's bracha. It makes it Bar Priyagafen because because we do it our yayin. But the bracha itself is Hashem Kedushah V'Saisa V'Tzivanu. But it goes already into a whole spiel, right? We say Hashem Kedushah V'Saisa V'Tzivanu by the Tilaf Mulev and Berachah Shofar and everything we do. Here, the Nusach is different. Not Hashem Kedushah V'Saisa V'Tzivanu Lisa Isha. It's Hashem Kedushah V'Saisa V'Tzivanu Allah Rayais V'Aslamana Sarusais V'Tzivanu Suais. So it's a whole nusach. The question here is, what type of bracha is this bracha that you make, that the Masechta Kedusha makes on Shulchan Aruch? What bracha? We know there are a number of brachas. There's some brachas that brachas nehenim. I shakal yevus vayis brachas nehenim. Now nobody holds that this is a brachas nehenim, but there's a brachas hamitzvahs, which is a bracha that you make. And there's a Berchis HaShvach, a bracha of praise, like you make. Berchis HaShvach is like a Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach, a Berchis HaShvach. Or a bracha on thunder is a Berchis HaShvach. Right? The brachas that we make that are Berchis HaShvach, that brachas of praise to HaKadosh Baruch. What's the main nafkamina between a berachas hashvach and a berachas hamitzvahs? Is the main nafkamina is that berachas hamitzvahs we say over lasiyason. At berachas hamitzvahs we say before we do the mitzvah. Right? We had last year pesachim on that zayin. That kol abrachas kula mevarchem and aleihem over lasiyason. Chutz min hatfilah. So if it's tefillah in a mikvah and a tefillah yadayim. But everything else, every other berachas hamitzvah, we make over lasiyasa, birkas chametz, and lulav and shayfer and megillah, and berachas atayra, all the brachas we make over lasiyasa. That's berachas hamitzvah. Berachas hashvach is always afterwards, right? You hear thunder, you make a bracha. You see a rainbow, you make a bracha. Any of the berachas hashvach are made. Afterwards, you see the Yamagadol, you make a bracha. Right? You don't make the bracha and then go to see the Yamagadol. Or if somebody tells you, if you know that there's a rainbow outside, you don't make the bracha and go see it. First you see it, then you make the bracha. So brachas hashvach are made after, and brachas hamitzvahs are made before. Now, the Rush, earlier in this piece, brought a machlokes. What do we do under the chuppah? We make the Siddur Kedushin is before you put the ring on the kala or after? Remember? Huh? People don't remember. Before. Okay, the Siddur Kedushin is bracha is first. Then they drink. And then we give the chasna a little bit to drink so we can work up the courage to be the kala. So that's the order in which we do it. Actually, it's a machlokes. If you look earlier in the Rush, not where I wanted to stop, but a little earlier, there's a bracketed aleph. V'yesha kasvu, an aleph in brackets, says V'yesha kasvu, shetzarech levarech berchas eris in kaidim kiddushin. There's some who hold, and this is Shita Saramban, and the Rif, that shetzarech levarech berchas eris in kaidim kiddushin. Kidamar psachim davzayin, kol abrachas kula, mevarchim adas yasim. So the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif is that you do it over Lasiyas. The Yesha Kasvu, and there are others who hold. And that's the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel Shita and the Ravid Shita. Shetzarek Lasayis Acher Eris. You do it afterwards. Not the way with Nayim. There's some who hold that first you put the ring on the Kala, and then you make the Brach. Why? Dilma Hajr Vahaisha, the Havala Brach of Atal. Very encouraging reason. Dilma Hajra Ba'isha. How can you make a bracha and give her the ring? Maybe she'll decide she doesn't want to marry you. So have a bracha levatal. You can't make a bracha on something that's not in your power to do. It's not in your power to marry her. It's up to her. She's interested. So Dilma Hajra Ba'isha. So be a bracha levatal. So therefore you don't make it. You also hold it would be better to make it over Asiyasa. But Dilma Hajra Ba'isha now. Void, the second reason, Shabbachala mitzvahs, Lafisha maskirin, Asiyas a mitzvah, Mavachim, Ayamai, Balasiyas. Every bach, the Al Nitilas Mulev, so you do it before. Aber kann er immer barchen, als ich die Schöne der Kaddisch ist. Die Hashem has given us the Yasa Mitzvah, in Zorach of Baruch Eivel Asiyas. Second reason, it's not a bracha on the Mitzvah. What do you mean it's not a bracha on the Mitzvah? So the Rush gets into it now in the part that I want to read with you, which is 8 lines on the bottom. Yesh makshin al nusach bracha zu. There's some who ask on the nusach ha-bracha. Lama ima brachin ashek tishanu mitzvah yisav tzivanu l'kadish ha-seisha. Why do we make such a bracha? Ashek shavas yisav tzivanu to be mekadish a woman. It's one kash. V'ayit, a second kash. Heicham atzinu bracha kizayis shemivarchin al ma she'asar lanu ha-kadish baruch hu. You make a bracha on that which ha-kadish baruch hu asered. Halai, ein anu mevarchin she'asar lanu eva menachai v'hita lanu as ha-shachot. No such bracha. Make a bracha. Shkesh Baruch Hu asked us, Eve Menachai, or the Vela, and Mat the Shachar. Oi, Ma'inyin lehaskar arayis bekan. What's the Aslan was, Shem says, if it's Ivanu al arayis. What are arayis? Arayis are the people you're not allowed to marry. A sister. I know I marry a sister. What does that have to do with Kiddush? What does that have to do with the mitzvah? But oi, the third thing. Ma'lanu lehaskar chupa bekan. What do you say? Mekadosh Hashem Yisrael, the chupa v'kiddushin. What's the chuppah of the kiddushin? The mitzvah of the kiddushin is a bracha of kiddushin. Right? Chuppah is not kiddushin. Kimishum bracha berach zeres and bevei zeres and b'loi chuppah. The niralin, this is the Rosh's chiddush. Now there are two kiddushim in the Rosh. One which is obvious and one which is not that obvious. So listen, look at his work. The niralin, the bracha zu ain't a bracha la'asiyas ha-mitzvah. This bracha is not a bracha on doing a mitzvah. Kipiri v'rivya hainu kiyam ha-mitzvah. Having children is the kiyum of this mitzvah. You have to get married in order to have children? The Rosh says no. Ki im lakach di legesh, the kayim per viriv, yang the mukhiyav lakadish isha. If you take a pelegesh, you mekayim per ravu, you don't have to marry a woman with kiddushin. Chena, and I say zikna. Or if somebody marries an old lady who can't have kids anymore, alienist, or a woman who's ayakara, physically not capable of having children. It's Rishchama, or a man who can't have children. Shanasa, Mavarchim, Birchis Chasanim. Ben Chia, Ben Mitzvah Zu. Shem Bakiyam, Mitzvah Perverivya. Hilkach Haynis, Ben Abracha, Ben Mitzvah Zu. What's he say? What's the Rosh's Chiddush here? I told you two Chiddushim, right? One Chiddush is that it's a Birchis Ha Shvach, as he's going to explain in a minute. Not a Birchis Ha Mitzvah. The Rosh holds that the Bracha of the Mitzvah, the Chiddushim, is a Birchis Ha Shvach. Not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's one Chiddush. What's the second Chiddush here? What? Oh. You're the second Mitzvah, the second Chiddush? Marriage is not a Mitzvah. What? The Torah says, Kikach HaShisha, that we learn out Kikach HaShisha, that if a person gets married, he makes marriage Kiddushin. It's true, it doesn't say...
It's the same thing.
Are you saying, because the Torah doesn't say,
no, what's in Shvita?
I can't argue with you, because the Rosh is going to say what you're saying. But the Torah never says get married. It says ki yikach eshisha, if you get married, so kicha v'steyefer, you get married with kesef. You know where it says ki yikach eshisha? Which parasha? You say, so what's it talking about in the parasha? So if I get, so in order to get to Gittin, the Torah says, Kika Cheshisha, if you're going to get married, then it says, a ball, I us, and you're going to end up hating her, then you're Megarish. So the Torah says, anyway to get married. So it's a Chiddushim in the Rosh. A, it's not a Birchus HaMitzvah, it's a Birchus HaShvach. You'll ask me, so why don't you make a Birchus HaMitzvah? But the Rosh, there's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah of getting married is only a Hechsher mitzvah, Prur Ravu. It is a mitzvah to get married. In order to be Mekai Prur Ravu, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. In order to be Mekayim Peru Ravu. And since it's possible to be Mekayim Peru Ravu in a Pilagash, so it's not the marriage, it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to get married. Tremendous chiddush. And he says, Va'af, and I say Yishal Shem Peru Ravu, even if you are getting married for Peru Ravu, Kiva She'eshal Kayim Mitzvah Peru Ravu, but like Kiddushin. But like Dami L'Shchita, She'ena Mechuyiv Lishchait V'lechol, Atalachik Shushaychit Lechol Mevarech. It's not like Shechita, where you make a bracha shavasot sevet zivano. Da'asav, Eef shaloi lecha b'lo Shechita. Can't eat without shechting. Havalach Ashla kind of peripheral, like Kedushin. But Gam Hossam Af, now here's also Gam Hossam Afke Krob Lashon Tzivui. By Shechita, the Torah says Lashon Tzivui. Diksiv Vizavachta Vyachalta. Havalach Ksiv Ki Yikachish. Wow. Void the Bekotchim Yevshabalai Shechita. Hokum Bachamah Shechita. Ubrachazu Niskina, Lassi Shvach, Lakadish Baruchu. Ashik Shom Saisaviv Dilanu Mina Amim. Sivanu Lakadish Isha Muteras Lanu. V'loi achas min arayas. It's a brachas hashvach. So mainly he mentioned the Isser of Arusais and the Hatter of Nesuais and the whole business. Did you hear? So the sheet of the Rosh is that the brach under the chuppah is just a brachas hashvach, not a brachas ha-mitzvah. The Rambam appears to argue, the Rambam lists this bracha with the lists of brachas which are brachas ha-mitzvahs. In the list of brachas ha-mitzvahs, he mentions this bracha. The Rambam apparently holds that it's a brachas ha-mitzvahs, and the Rosh holds it's a brachas ha-shvach. Okay, nafkamina. First of all, who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? Shem says to the Sadi Kedushin. Does that make sense? Why shouldn't the Sadi Kedushin make the bracha? What? The Chassid should do it. It should be the Chassid's bracha. Well, it depends. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, so anybody can make the bracha. If it's a bracha of Christ, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I made a takana, that at the wedding you say a Birchas HaShvach. But then it makes sense. Anybody can make the bracha. Lav dafka the chassid. Bracha praise Hashem. If it's a brachas hamitzvah, then the chassid should certainly have to make the bracha. It's a tshuvas Rambam, which the Rambam holds that the chassid should make the bracha. The Rambam shitasai, of course, the chassid should make the bracha. Why is it that we are noyig that the Mestad Kedusha makes the bracha? So the Beit Shmuel says, Shaloi Lavayesh es Mishena Yedeya. We don't want to embarrass if there's a chassan who doesn't know how to make the bracha, put him on the spot. What?
That's the right
thing
to do.
You
should tell the
chassan
point.
You should give the chassan. He's such a big amaretz. We should be Mavayeshim. He doesn't know. He's like, tell me. I say that even though normally we'd be Mavayeshim amaretz, but he's getting married, we have a Rachmanis on it. Well, there's no mitzvah when you're the center of attention and you make the bracha. There's not very many mitzvahs that way.
But it doesn't part you from a
bris, yeah, maybe that. We have then by a bris.
But it doesn't part you from making a bracha.
It seems to me that chassanim under the chuppah is much more nervous.
But it doesn't part you from making a bracha.
What?
But just because you're an amor, it doesn't part you from making a bracha on your mitzvah. You
but someone will be made to you.
Learn the bracha.
Oh, so someone will be made to you. Learn the bracha. This is what the Beit Shmuel says. He's made to you. Yeah, he's like a shliach. He's made to you. He can't even make a shliach to make a bracha. But he can't make it, unless he's late, make a shliach to that. He can't do it. But it's the mighty him. So this is one nafkamina between the two. The nafkamina lamaisa in this would come up if you have a deaf chassan. You have a chassan who's deaf. Whether he could make a bracha or not. You have a deaf chassan. Obviously, the Mesad Kedusha can't be mighty him, if you all like the Rambam. I said, Chasm is deaf. So now, what? A deaf person is getting married. So what do you do now? If you hold, it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's Pashit that the Mesad Kedusha can't make the bracha. No? No Pashit. Mesad Kedusha can't make the bracha. A deaf person shakes a little bit. If he's able to speak and make the bracha, he makes it. If he's not able to speak, see, Shakespeare without a bracha. But the Masada Kedushin can't make it. So there's a tshuva in the Neid of Yehuda. You have a shayla about death, the first tshuva in Chelek Beis, of Neid of Yehuda. He writes, it it's interesting. He writes, "Ani mesupik." A mesupik, if the chassan is deaf, if the mesadik kedushin could do it, but everyone quotes him that he's not mesupik. They leave out the words "ani mesupik." I don't know why. Yischechuver, Rabbi Kiva, when they bring the nevi, they just bring that he paskin that you can't make a bracha, and his lashon is mashma because it's a brichas hamitzvos like the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, brichas hamitzvos. So if it's a brichas hamitzvos, obviously it's ma'akim. Rabbi Kiva Eiger in his Agai Seven Ezer argues, and it sounds from Rabbi Kiva Eiger that's like that's because he holds like the Rush. So he holds the Ikkus like the Rush. It's a brichas hashvach. So it would be nice if the chassan could be yaitzah, but if he's not, there's nothing to do with anything. That even if it's a brichas hashvach, it's the kivega holds the argument of Yehud, and he holds he could make a brach. Rav Moshe Grada comes with a tshuva in Ebenezer Chelak Aleph Siman Pei Zayin. Rav Moshe says that's not totally in the Rosh, it's not totally in the Rambam of the Rosh. Really, according to everybody, even if you hold the brichas hashvach, the chosn has to be yaitz. Chosn has to be yaitz, and if he's a cherish, you wouldn't make the bracha. Svara, I don't see so strongly what Rav Moshe means. Even if it's a brichas hashvach, you have to write to the chosn. If the chosn is the one who has to give shvach. But our kapponim, Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds, again, the view of Rabbi Kiva Eiger say that the shayla cherish is nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rosh. They view the passages like the Rambam, and says that if there's a cherish, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds like the Rosh, and he holds that if there's a cherish, you do make a bracha. Rav Moshe is like a third shita. He holds that according to everyone, you don't make a bracha if it's a cherish, because if it's a cherish, you he has to be out to the bracha no matter what. So Moshe holds. No, it's a shvach takadosh baruch on this thing that we're observing. Yes, so hard to understand quite from Moshe. What is the chasna? Maybe he's the one who used to make the brachas hashvach. The most reason. I just wonder if the woman, this case is where it's a cheresh that's marrying a chereshes. They're both deaf. A certain amount of it's not clear in the Nevi Yehuda what he would hold if the woman is capable of hearing. What would you say? Any different? If the woman is capable of hearing. Who's the mitzvah? Who's the mitzvah? Now she does not mitzvah to get married. If you hold that there's a mitzvah to get married, so only men have a mitzvah to get married, not women. Don't say women don't have a mitzvah to get married. Does that mean they can't make a bracha?
But they don't
have
to be mitzvah.
What? They don't have to be. But do they have a shus to make a bracha? Let's say he's deaf and she's not, and we're going to be nothing like Rav Moshe. And or like the Nadi Yehuda, and we are not going to make a bracha. So if they're both deaf, there's certainly no bracha. What happens if he's deaf and she's not? Is she allowed to make a bracha?
On what?
She's not mechuyev in a mitzvah of lulav, and she makes a bracha. Mechuyev in shayfer, and most women today are makbid to hear shayfer. And if you blow for a woman alone, she makes a bracha.
Mm-hmm.
So lulav is not a mitzvah either, and they make a bracha. She's not mechuyev in the bracha though. She's not mechuyev in lulav. It's mitzvah she's not grama. Just a woman has a right voluntarily to do a mitzvah. So maybe if the man is deaf and the woman is not deaf, if you hold it to birth some mitzvahs, so maybe she could make a bracha. Business shvach. Also, maybe she can make a bracha. Business shvach is more passion. First mitzvah. So imagine you have a chasna. She's going to make the bracha. She'll be the mitzvah kedusha. What comes out? She might see her. told you could be mighty a person who's not mechuyev, she's allowed to. Then the mesaver condition could be mesaver. Maybe, I don't know. I know of a wedding where the chas and the kala were both dead. A relative of my wife's family. I'm married, they're both dead, and the chasm was the Masada Kedushin. I mean, he wasn't the Masada Kedushin, somebody else was the Masada Kedushin, but he was the one who said the bracha. He made both brachas, the Darker Gafin, and this is Kedushin bracha under his own chuppah. He's deaf, but he's able to speak. So he spoke, he made the bracha. But what? If the chasm, if the cherish could speak, because he can't hear the bracha to be yitz with someone else. The question I'm a subject just, it's not clear from these truths, if he's a cherish and she's not, and he can't speak, what do you do? According to the Shita, that it's a mitzvah to get married, mitzvah goof, and therefore, with the mitzvah, certainly, the question is with the bracha. Someone else? You like to make a shliach to make the bracha and do the kiddush. Again, you're saying that what should happen? Make a shliach. Why not? So you do the mitzvah yourself. Now, mitzvah b'guf is only you have to make it. The answer is Shemaya Kaine, the answer is Shemaya Gufa. Mikra Megill is also. By Shaifer, you do it every Rosh Hashanah. You can't make a Shlech to listen to Shaifer to you. And you add your Yitz with somebody and you make your own. Oiva Lasi Yasan. What about Oiva Lasi Yasan? So again, the Rambam holds. That's Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Rambam says you have to do it Oivel HaSiyasa. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid disagrees. I guess the Nafkamina would be for us B'diyeta. We do it Oivel HaSiyasa, and we do it beforehand. Why, according to the Rush, do we do it beforehand? The old Birchas HaShvach, is that a Raya that we don't pass like the Rush? We do it beforehand. It's a Birchas HaShvach. Is that a Raya that it's... In fact, it was Pshat in the Rush. Rush here says the Birchas HaShvach, and earlier he brought the two Shittas if you do it Oivel HaSiyasa. Attack of Pshat. Here he says the Birchas HaShvach. Birchas HaShvach is always afterwards. And yet, a few lines earlier, he brought Yeshayim if you do it Oivel HaSiyasa. And he brought the Gemara of Zion, which is talking about Kol HaBrachas HaMitzvahs is talking about Oivel HaSiyasa. And the Chayokim is because she might change her mind. But I say Be'etzem, it should be Oivel HaSiyasa. Which Birchas HaShvach do we say Oivel HaSiyasa? Shechita. Shechita is done beforehand. Alright, Laya, let me talk to you about Shechita. First of all, as far as Oivel HaSiyasa, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rambam, Kedarkei, there has to be Oivel HaSiyasa. And the Ramah says that it could be either way. It could be before or after. If you didn't do it before, you could do it after. Let's say Masada Kedusha made a mistake. He had the Chachos and put the ring on first. So the Ramah says they could be Semech on the Rosh and do it afterwards. The question is why Lechatchila is beforehand, that I don't know. You see, you're talking about the Nusach HaBracha there, right? Yeah, you see, saying... But you're saying something which doesn't say clearly in the Rush. You're saying that maybe it's so people shouldn't think that the bracha is the matir. Right? The Rush doesn't say that. That's the reason it's Oivel HaSiyasa, right? You're trying to extend that. Maybe, so people shouldn't think. Maybe. There's an interesting taz in this first siman of Yaradei in Hilchos Shechita. It's siman Aleph, I think it's Sivvav. The Mechaber says that someone who can't make a bracha shouldn't shecht. On that, the Taz writes that Birchas Hashchita is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShvach, and just like Kiddushin, he says, just like marriage is a Birchas HaShvach, the same thing, Shchita is also a Birchas HaShvach. Bracha and Shechita. Why Shechita is a Bracha Sashvach? What's a Svara? You're not Mechayiv to Shecht. If you want to eat it, you're not Mechayiv to Shecht. It's a Raya that the Taz passed in like the Rosh. That's the Erisin's Bracha Sashvach. Now when you learn Bracha Shechita, it comes out to the Yubi Chiddush and Bracha Shechita. There's one other Nafkamina, a tremendous Nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam. And that is in Dine Pilegesh. What is a Pilegesh? What's a Pilegesh? So, there's a Machlaikis, a big Machlaikis, what a Dine of a Pilegesh is. First of all, the Rambam holds that a Pilegesh is only allowed to marry a king, nobody else. No one else is allowed to marry a Pilegesh. Only a Melech and not a Hedi. That's a Shittas of Rambam. Anything to do with Shitasa here? Huh? Right away, it's not like the Rush. The Rush said, what did the Rush say? That even out for Ravu, you don't have to get married because you can do it through a Pilegesh. So right away, that's not true. It's only true about a king, according to the Rambam. Rambam holds that only a Melech is allowed to marry a Pilegesh. The Rush apparently holds that no one's allowed to marry a Pilegesh. That's right away one Machlokes, which is like the Talmud. There's another machlokes in the definition. What is a pilagish? What is a pilagish? So it's a machlokes rishayim. What a pilagish is? Our girsa in the Gemara and Sanhedrin is a pilagish is balik suva balik kedushin. Rashi's girsa. Rashi is in Parshas Chayesara. Rashi's girsa in that Gemara was that a Pilagesh is Kiddushin, but like Ksuba. The only difference in Pilagesh is not a Pilagesh is Ksuba. But it's Kiddushin. So Vaita, that's totally in this. The Rosh apparently held that a Pilagesh is but like Kiddushin. So he says you can have children without Kiddushin, with a Pilagesh. So he holds that it's Balei Kiddushin, like argues in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Rashi would have to disagree. According to Rashi, you need Kiddushin to marry a Pilagesh. Since you need Kiddushin to marry a Pilagesh, so Vaita should be totally in this Machlokes. So this Rosh has many many ramifications in Hilchos Pilagesh and Hilchos Kiddushin, and I think it's a very big Kiddush. Under the Chuppah, the Masada Kiddushin usually tells the Chassan, have a mind to be Yaita. Well, two things. I might get to the very prayer coffin. That you tell Chassan and Kala. They both drink. They should have a mind to be Yetzu, the very prayer coffin of the Masada Kedushin. Then the Masada Kedushin tells the Chassan to have a mind to be Yetzu with the bracha of Masada Kedushin. With the bracha of Shom Sesh of Itzivan. Usually the Chassan is a little too spaced out to hear. Remember? So, that's why the minig is that the Masada Kedushin licks a little of the wine himself. Otherwise, he makes the baruch go off in the chasen and kalish have mind to be yaitza. Then having mind to be yaitza, it'll be a bracha levatala for him. But the minig is that the chasen, that the Masada Kedushin, why he didn't drink from the cup a little bit, I don't understand, but he'll pour some into another cup, but the minig seems to be the Masada Kedushin pours a little into his hand and he licks it off. But anyway, the chassan has to have a mind to be eitzah, the bracha of Masada Kedushin. So that's all according to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, it's lav davka. According to the Rosh, it's a bracha shvach. So there's a mitzvah to say bracha shvach. When you see lightning, we see thunder and we see a chassan getting married. You know, it goes in with Rebbe Mishnah. Okay. Tomorrow I want to cover a little ground, so you cover ground as well. There's a run, kind of a long run on the book of Habracha, so you should look at it. Oh wait, a very important stipler on Panim Chadashos. I really would like everyone to know it's a very geschmack stipler on Panim Chadashos. It's not a long one, but it's very geschmack, and it's like it's a very good Sheva Brachas Taira. People come over to me, Sheva Brachas Taira, I tell them to learn this stipler. It's on the bottom line. What? Binyan Panim Chadashos.